It's a woman taking over. But I say, but you can't take over and leave the male behind. As a parent, you have to be able to encourage your son to stand up and be counted. Otherwise, we will find a situation where we don't have any male standing out, you know, with distinction any place. I remember the president some time ago mentioned that we might have to send our girls outside the courthouse to look to see when the guys are there in jail, to see which one looked the best, you know, out of that, because you wouldn't find them. And secondly, I have no problem about having female prime ministers, none whatsoever. But we want to be able to say that all guys or boys can stand up in the line and say, I want to be a prime minister too. Or I want to be whatever they want to be. Mothers, they have a very serious influence on their children. For those of you who have boy children and girls, you would know that the boys are always more attached to their mothers than to their fathers, especially in the early ages. Later on, the boys may join the father. But in the early ages, the boys are always there with their mothers. And hence, a lot of what becomes of your son rests squarely on your shoulders.